Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the initial neurological report on Howard Harrington. Address is 14345 Carnegie, Carnegie Road, Magalia, California. Phone 530-873-6895, ID XXXXX8351. Date of birth 5/27/1938, 84 year old, retired man. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Rite Aid in Paradise. It is addressed to Robert Grigg, G-R-I-G-G-P-A, Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674. Fax is 530-877-7260. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline, subparagraph. Current complaints, malaise and fatigue. Below that, history of thrombocytopenic disorder. New paragraph, history of clinical findings, list these vertically. Cobalamin deficiency, May 2022. Bilateral hearing loss. Benign prosthetic hyperplasia. Actinic keratosis, osteoarthritis. Cervical degenerative discogenic disease. Lumbar degenerative discogenic disease. Current medications, nutritional supplements. Below that list these ascorbic acid, vitamin B12, fish oil, memantine. I'm sorry, below that multiple vitamin, vitamin D. New paragraph. dear professional colleagues, Howard Harrington was seen today accompanied by his wife. A new paragraph. Howard is an elderly, tall-statured man who is hard of hearing, but quite pleasant, alert, and otherwise focused, reporting that his biggest difficulty is problems with recollection, both for short-term and in performance of tasks where he has trouble losing his way with driving from one place to another. New paragraph. His neurological examination today appears to be within normal limits. New paragraph. MR imaging of the brain has been requested and was completed. However, the report is missing. New paragraph. Review of the images today demonstrates at least moderate cerebrocortical atrophy in the frontotemporal derivations with secondary compensatory ventricular dilatation. New paragraph. In consideration of his presentation with a history of cerebral degeneration and symptoms of dementia, we are performing the following. Number one, he will complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires for a more comprehensive survey of his incapacity. New paragraph, we will order high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging studies for a more definitive evaluation of the nature of his degeneration. New paragraph. He does give a history of long-standing dysomnia, and in consideration of this, we will obtain overnight home sleep testing. New paragraph, he'll be seen for reevaluation, follow-up, and consideration for any further evaluation and treatment as might be indicated. New paragraph, we had a prolonged face-to-face discussion today regarding options and possible treatment for his memory impairment. Subparagraph, I've indicated to his wife and Howard today that treatment is available, but will be dependent upon the outcome of his clinical evaluation. My signature.